No cookie cutter lives. Box of alarms, box of grades, box of career, box of look at me, box of retirement, and then some. You are sent into the box of school, high school, college, university, job, career, and Friday night at the bar to keep you from having a nervous breakdown. Your work friends will be asking you to get into the box of thinking outside the box, and your work will ask you to be part of the work family box, and then promptly spend years hammering your mental health until retirement. Your alarm is torture. You may be able to handle it, but our minds are far too delicate to be ripped out of sleep. Sleep that we aren't getting enough of, from stress, from loneliness, from liars and nested boxes that have no end. You are not a slave. You will not be awakened by a machine. You must balance your days. Maybe go to sleep at sunset. You have to make this work. You have to connect with nature. We are too delicate. This type of pressure can only end in depression and medication. And probably medication that isn't a cure, but to make the alarm lifestyle work at the cost of taking years from your life. Grades. Grades are fake. They're for teachers to see if they are actually working in class. And the teachers have all the incentive in the world to fudge the numbers. It is how they put food on their table. They are copying grades from your other classes, and they are well aware that the curriculum is a dog and pony show meant for memorization only. Because it's easily testable. They have no choice but to make a fool out of you. They need to get paid. 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 And you know what? Though they sold out the world, they had no choice. The men who sold the world are probably not the bad guys. Learn from this. Learn to question the things you are part of. And if you really want to know what tricked you, you didn't read the books, the biographies, stories of real lives that were lived for real. You are meant to become a great being, but you didn't create a balanced view of the world. You instead accepted the first things that you were told, and most of those are meant to make other people's lives easier. To grow up is not to follow what others told you or expect of you. It is to become a great being and help humanity not by war, punishment, and surveillance, but by means of knowledge, wisdom, and your greatness. Career. Career is nonsense too. This one is a stick and carrot dog and pony show, and you already tucked away all the proof needed for this. You will never outcompete a liar. When the two of you were growing up, when the two of you were volunteering in high schools or colleges, the liar was coached to arrange and give worthless newspaper interviews to create a trail of articles of how great they are and how they care about their community. Articles that they will keep for life in their bullshit portfolio, and a whole lot of them will step on you on their way to kiss ass. Not only will you be outcompeted, but they will force you into their own mediocrity under the threat of you losing the job that you actually like. How are you going to win against entire companies of cunning liars? Let me answer that for you. The only way to win is to avoid them entirely. Let them have their stupid carrots. You build your own company, and you start in middle school. The way to outcompete them is to outthink them by becoming truly knowledgeable. Instead of being frustrated at them getting straight A's for kissing teachers' ass, and the teacher holding them up as a model student, gee, I wonder why. And let me tell you something. Holding them up as a model student to get you to be more like they are. Teachers want you to be ass kissers to make their own days easier. At the cost of your future. At the cost of your mind. Your natural genius. That they have been trying to stain with their parade of worthless curriculum and the unintegrated facts. Get a 3D printer. Slowly learn Blender. Create models out of thin air, out of just connecting vertices in 3D space, and let that be your first taste of authentic, tangible education and achievement that you can touch and hold in your hands. From your imagination into your hands. Choose an authentic path of true achievement. It is a matter of mental and physical health and the success of your future self. Stay away from liars, because once you become part of an institution made of liars, they will take everything from you, including your health, just like they took from Elsie. Your mind is a beautiful thing. It is a delicate thing. It needs joy and happiness, authentic achievement and real triumph. And it needs to see. We need to see where we are going with full certainty of knowing that it will be worth it once we get there. The promises that all the other kids or even parents are repeating are not good enough. The world is always changing. Graduating from a fake college for a bullshit diploma or a heartless university for more of the same will not only derail you, but also hurt your mind. Is it really that hard to believe that being filled with real joy and real happiness, real knowledge and real achievement is the right path for you? You don't need boxes and lines to guide you. Go to your library. Move in there. Live there. Find all the books that changed the world. Fall in love with all the authors, all the poetry, and the art, and the futures, and the infinite wisdom and knowledge that you will discover there. Find narrated books about real lives, real achievement, and let real teachers be your guide. You must grow all the way up. The world is changing, and you are meant to become a great being. You hear me?